Welcome to this latest edition of the Real Real Podcast. I'm your host, Real Joe Quinn, as we continue to look back at season three of the hit show Snowfall. We are up to season three, episode two, The More You Make. Of course, this is episode 926 overall of the Real Deal Podcast. We're going to be at 1,000 before you know it. Like, the way we've been pumping out these episodes, we probably be at 1,000. I want to say early. Well, definitely not in 2023, but I would say mid 2024. Yeah, I would say about April or so, the way we putting out these podcasts. But anyway, 926. This episode, for the themes of this episode, chess, not checkers, and expansion. Quick recap: Franklin changes up, Andre gets desperate, and Julia helps Teddy. Now, a quick correction. Last episode, I said that they didn't acknowledge Claudia's death until season five. That was, of course, we find out in this episode, of course, that was not true. We find out Claudia ODs in last episode, and it carried over to this episode. So apologies for that mistake. So Claudia, and of course, that was a big part of this episode. So, in terms of regards to the themes, again, this was season three. I don't remember season three having any bad episodes or any mediocre episodes. This was another strong one. A lot of setup in this particular episode. Again, chess, not checkers. We see Franklin playing chess and Andre, in essence, playing checkers. That's why I said that, because we'll talk about that over the course of this episode. We begin with the deep dive, the Andre Louis interrogation. Of course, I just mentioned about the police finding Claudia. So Claudia ODs, her number one man finds her. She had not shown up for work, and he tells them that Louis was the last one to see her. Of course, Claudia was on her downfall. She never recovered from that fight with Louis, and Louis basically, bashed her head in, and that led to her, of course, her addiction on coke and cocaine, and that's of course how that went down. So Louis was part of Claudia's dying, but not necessarily responsible for it. Certainly not enough to prove to any foul play or anything like that. The bottom line is, so Andre decides to take Louis in. He waits till Jerome falls off before he takes Louis in. And that was probably the only smart thing Andre did in this particular episode, especially in regards to this interrogation. Because the bottom line, he has nothing. Now, there was a period of time where no one knew where Louis was at. So Andre had a little wiggle room as far as that, in terms of it, to be able to come at her. But he has, and he kind of knows this, in a sense. He has no evidence. He has nothing. He lies to Louis during the interrogation. He makes stuff up. The blinds was up. This neighbor saw through the blinds and saw you, push Louis's head, excuse me, push Claudia's head in the water and what have you. So all this is bullshit. And again, you're going up against a criminal like Louis. Someone is street savvy and as smart as Louis, as shook as she was, and she was shook from the standpoint of just impatient, and she had to piss. But Louis was too smart for Andre. She didn't even have to go down in her bag of tricks as far as thinking to get out this situation. She actually allowed Andre to make the mistake by, again, it's one thing when he says the blinds are down or up, that was one thing. But when he makes up the fact that, the neighbor, the witness saw, her push Louis, push Claudia's head under the water, that's when he slipped. And we all know, Louis knows, Andre knows, everybody knows that Claudia died of the overdose. It was in no physical struggle this time around. Of course, last time when they met up last season, that was when Louis basically knocked Claudia out with her banging her head against that against the wall or what have you, against a very hard object. I forgot exactly what it was. But this was not the case. And again, Andre is clearly desperate. He has allowed his emotion and his vendetta against Franklin and the family to, in essence, get the best of him. And there's really no tactical plan that Andre has. You know, Andre is like, it's kind of like, all right, I'm going to come at. And again, this is the mistake that he makes. He, in essence, gives away his plan to Franklin in the last episode. Like, he basically says, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come after everybody you love, then I'm coming after you. Well, you know, if you really want to come after Franklin, the best way, I think the best way to come after him would be kind of like do the two things that he doesn't see coming. And I don't know how he could not see you coming if you actually tell him what you're going to do. Like, you know, imagine a football team giving away their game plan over the, you know, all right, this is what, you know, giving away their game plan to another team on like Saturday night or something, you know, in terms of the NFL. So it, again, Andre is absolutely playing checkers. Like, he just does not. He's a cop. He's a beat cop. He's not a detective. And they even clowned him during, by one of his, you know, colleagues even clowned him saying, you know, you got Officer Wright trying to play detective instead of just being a regular beat cop officer, which he is. So he was, again, he was completely desperate. He was completely over his head in this situation. And in essence, nothing got out of it, but in essence, to piss Louis off and to heighten the Franklin Saint organization on the fact that, hey, Andre is coming for us, which, by the way, Franklin knew anyway, based off the conversation that they had in the previous episode. And again, I want to go back to that as well. So, of course, one of the themes of this season, of this entire season, one of the big storylines is Franklin versus Andre. Again, if you are, it's kind of like a chess match, a war, whatever, a battle you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. If you are on the field of battle, I just don't think, this is no way that you can win that battle, win that war if your enemy or opponent knows what you're going to do. And in essence, like, him coming for Louis was a very predictable move. It was extremely predictable, and it had no thought. There was no thought behind it. We're just going to try to shake her up and have her crack. Clearly, Andre doesn't understand who Louis is and what Louis is about. Or he thought he did, in regards to when he said, yeah, you're from Louisiana. He had some information about the Claudia. He had some background, some context on the Claudia-Louis relationship that he kind of tapped into in regards to Claudia was, you know, turning out young girls and using them and then getting rid of them or breaking them. So he had some of that, but he clearly doesn't know who Louis is from the standpoint of how strong Louis is and how loyal Louis is. There was zero chance that Louis was going to do something to jeopardize her relationship with Franklin and the Saint and Jerome, or do something that compromised their business. That just wasn't going to happen. And again, this was not a ill-conceived plan by Andre. It was sloppy. It was just, like I said, it was somebody playing checkers. And we're going to see a number of moves Andre tries to make over the season, over the course of the season, that are kind of connecting and right along some of this in terms of this scene, in terms of this episode, some similar moves and mistakes over the course of this season. But this one had zero chance. Louis, you know, waited out, allowed him to make a mistake, and just like in a football game, or like he beat himself with what he said to Louis. Best scenes, Franklin, man, boy, Leon. So I'm gonna kind of combine these scenes. They met up twice during the episode for re-ups and drop for re-ups. I want to focus on the second meet that they had, because in the second meet that they had, Franklin gives man boy more responsibility and basically says to him, hey, you got to, you know, cook it yourself. is, I'm giving you more because, this is about trust. You want to be a part of this business. You want, and what have you. And he also, asks him, tries to get inside Manboy's head saying, hey, what you going to do? What are you going to do next? What are you going to do with this? Manboy tries to give him gives him the conventional answer. Hey, I'm going to sell it and, make money, come back to you. But, Franklin's smarter than that. He says, no, in terms of expansion. And then Manboy understands what time it is from that standpoint and basically says, no, we're not coming, after your territory or not, basically not, you don't have to worry about from that standpoint of be encroaching on your territory anymore. And then Franklin gets into this story in their high school days where there was this big cafeteria fight. Obviously it was a major brawl that basically shook up the whole school. And it says a lunch lady got knocked out. During the course of that story, Manboy says, hey, man, he tells, he says, some of us, a lot of people in there, a lot of people were fighting. We knew not to get into the mess. I wasn't basically inciting that. Franklin saying that he didn't get involved with it. He was out. He was gone. Manboy then says, hey, I was over the fence and gone. And, Franklin says, let's not get into the mess, trying to send a message to Manboy. Now, the key part is when Manboy leaves, Leon, Leon hates Manboy. We all know this. He can't stand him, doesn't trust him, just outright just doesn't like him as a person per se. And Leon says, well, who knocked out the lunch lady? And it turns out Franklin says it was Manboy. So I want to tell you, so this is where Franklin's at right now. He, in essence, was sending a message to both Leon and Manboy. Manboy, from the standpoint of, hey, I know you're coming. I can see your ambition. Manboy has Franklin's characteristics, very calm, cunning, thinker. So Franklin kind of lets him know from that standpoint. I see you. More importantly, in terms of Leon, the message was, in terms of him telling him that he knocked out the lunch lady. Don't underestimate. Do not underestimate this guy. Don't play him for a sucker. So again, Franklin sending a message to both Leon and Manboy with that story in that particular scene. I thought it was an excellent scene. The second scene in particular, when they're kind of going back and forth. Great scene. Franklin, Jerome, Louis, Leon, and Peaches. So they all at Jerome and Louis' house. And Franklin has decided that the nickel diming, the street, the basic way that we're moving drugs or we're selling drugs is drawing too much attention, and we need to focus on more of high-end dealers, high-end customers. We're still going to do part of the nickel dime stuff, but we're going to focus on dealers that can move multiple keys. We're going to grow this business and we're expanding. So Franklin already sees into the future what he wants the business to be. He's made enough. He's making money hand over foot. But this is also a pivot because of the heat that he's feeling from Andre and the amount of tension that he mentions it, that his dealers are sloppy, and the amount of tension. And the bottom line is there's no more hiding in plain sight here, frankly. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows how he moves. He's hoping that dealing with more high-end clientele and dealers will lessen the profile and kind of take the heat off him and his family. So we see Franklin with these moves already thinking about what the future is going to look like for his organization. Franklin, Avi, Leon. This is one of the few scenes where Avi. So they discuss. Franklin comes to Avi about advice on how to move his money. He says he's making almost too much money. Basically, Ivy says that's kind of like the best problem to have. He notices, now this is one of the very few scenes where Ivy isn't his usual jovial, cracking jokes and doing wild shit type deal. There's one of the few scenes in the entire series that Avi's during the entire series that Avi's on, during the entire series that Avi's in, where he's not that wild, jovial personality. Franklin, again, immediately picks up on this and basically says, Avi was wrong. Avi says, the longer you live, the more mistakes you make. And clearly that is something that will be fleshed out over the course of in a couple of, maybe even the next episode. We'll get more on that. But again, and he, of course, Avi gives Leon a Uzi and a couple of mags. He advises Avi advises Franklin on, you know, staying focused. Don't get too greedy. So again, Avi, there were moments during this series where, you know, when you got past all the bullshit with Avi, and I mean bullshit about just the jokes and the wild behavior and shit, that Avi would drop some dime, drop some jewels on Franklin or in general, and, you know, they would absolutely make sense. Of course, Avi is, you know, he probably was in his mid, late 40s, early 50s, and maybe older, maybe even the character is even older than that. So, and he likes Franklin, and he genuinely likes Franklin. He says, I wasn't going to shoot you. And Franklin says, when they were, you know, looking at a gun, Franklin was holding this golden gun that Avi had, said, this is the one you're going to shoot me with. And Avi says, I never was going to shoot you. I was just testing you. So there you see the bond between Avi and Franklin during this particular scene. And he really confides into Avi, Avi confides to Franklin in a way that we hadn't seen Avi confide to anyone up until this point in the series. Excellent scene, great scene, great job by the actor who plays Avi. As he was able just to bring, you know, bring down his personality and really let us into a rare vulnerable side of Franklin, Andre, and Melanie. This was one of the final scenes in the whole the episode. So all this shit has went down where Louis gets picked up. Of course, Andre has nothing on Louis. Once Franklin was able to get the lawyer, they immediately got Louis out. Nothing came about it. But a dirty look from Franklin to Andre when they was down at the precinct. So this happens. And of course now in this season we know that Franklin has his own place. He stops by Jerome and Louis time to time talk business, but he has his own spot. So he rolls up on Andre's porch, at Andre's house, knocks on the door, and completely fuddles Andre. I mean, Andre is completely shook and shocked and surprised. And the way Damson Hutchins played this was brilliant. It was really a masterclass in acting. He was rolling up as if he's not a kingpin drug dealer, as if Andre hasn't told him to stay away from me and mine. Hey, here's a birthday gift from Mel. I was hoping to take her to Baskin Robbins to get some ice cream. I think he said Baskin Robbins. And Andre is completely befuddled during this scene. Melanie was surprised as well. And, you know, you have Franklin with this devilish smile, as Andre just refutes, like, yeah, she doesn't want to go. She doesn't want it. She's not, like, don't do this here. And then Franklin's walking away, Andre follows him. You see Alton on the porch chilling, saying everything good. And they both say fine. And Franklin, you know, I think says, you know, have a good night, and goes in his car. Just, like, again, a brilliant scene. This is brilliant acting by both actors, especially again, Damson Hutchins in this scene was just tremendous. He, like I say, he owned this particular scene, and just, I mean, even and the actor that plays Andre as well, I think Marcus Henderson is his name. He just the shock and surprise that he had on his face. Like I said, he didn't, again, checkers versus chess. The move that Franklin made, Andre never saw coming. He never saw him coming to visit him like that. And he, like I said, he was befuddled when Franklin knocks on the door. and to come pick up Mel as if nothing, as if they don't have a beef, or as if they're still like, as if it were old times when they were in high school and dating and puppy love and all that. So, just a message to Andre, like, yeah, you tried, you failed, I'm here, I'm still here. That's in essence what it was. He never, it was no intention. He never had any intention. He knew that there was no chance that Melanie was going to go with him, or was going to be allowed to go with him. So that wasn't even that wasn't even what that was about. That was about him sending a message to Andre. The first part of your little plan failed, but I'm still here. That's all there is to it. Again, now this was a brilliant scene. It wasn't really wasn't that long, about maybe a minute, if that. If that, it was a very quick scene, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, quick scene. But there was a lot to be said in that particular scene with those two. And the MVP is that particular scene is the MVP to me of the episode. Again, this Damson Idris, both actors were great in it. And it was a recurring theme over the episode, just the how measured and how under control Franklin is versus Andre. Like, Andre again is chasing, is clearly after Franklin. We know this, but they up to this point, there's really no plan. There's really no plan of action. There's just, basically, he's basically in essence throwing darts. So we'll see how this progresses over the course of this season. In regards to Teddy, we saw Teddy meet up with Julia. So they're kind of working together as far as they're kind of working together. We saw they kind of met up. So, and we also saw that the fact that also and Teddy met up with Lucia's mother to get some to gain to get distribution routes to move their drugs. So they were to make a deal with her. Lucille's mom realizes that Oso was in love with her, and of course he says he hasn't seen her, and she left basically says he she left and she left him after she ran in from dying and hasn't seen her. And Lorena, we find out as well that Lorena is still with the DEA, and she believes that it has them believing that she's completely flipped on the DEA has turned bad, which turned rogue, which is not the case. But obviously she's playing a dangerous game with being that deep. And of course Tony, her superior, has a look of like, it's your life. So they had a scene basically in essence, because that's how far deep she's in it with the Villanuevas, with Teddy and with Oso as well. Oso has it will that's a we'll see what happens with when Oso meets up with her later on in the season. But as right now, Oso doesn't even know that Teddy is working with Lorena. He doesn't know that. So those are a couple of other things that happened over the course of the episode. That's gonna wrap it up for this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast. I will see you next time as we look ahead. Look at it, talk about discuss another episode of Snowfall Season 3, Episode 3. So long.